So the good news, I have two pieces of good news for you. One is there's a new rapid test that detects the virus. It detects the RNA of the virus, just like the same test that we use in clinics, but it works fast. It works in like 5 to 10 minutes. And not only is the good news that that test is now FDA approved and it's available, but a whole bunch of them, like thousands of them, got shipped to Detroit where they're needed really badly. And so that was super encouraging to see that get approved and move along so quickly. The second piece of good news I have for you is that I really am starting to get the sense that help is on its way. So I'm seeing a lot of signs that the federal appropriations are moving and stockpiled supplies are coming through. And so a lot of the requests that I know we've been making at the state level are starting to get answered. And so that feels really good too, to know that the national picture is recognizing that Michigan needs their help right now.
And then, just for context, how long do the kind of swabs take to give the information back?
So normally turnaround time for swabs typically takes a couple of days. The test that we've had up until this point takes, and the test that most people are using, takes about 12 hours to do all the work involved with that test. And so because of the backlog, most tests are getting turned around in about a week. With these rapid tests, you can expect, because that work time is going to go down, you can expect the rapid tests being used by City of Detroit to bring the turnaround time down by a whole lot. Sort of remains to see in actual practice how quickly they're going to get that turnaround time to be, but it's definitely going in the right direction, which is shorter.
Okay, so what's the bad news?
So the bad news is that there are several major hospitals, and I think you may have seen press releases around to these effect, that are becoming very concerned that they're going to reach capacity soon. And so over the next week, as that happens, you may see some hospitals start to use some of what they're calling field sites, so some sort of alternative sites you wouldn't normally think of as a hospital, to put patients that are not as severe, or patients that are maybe recovering and need a little bit more time to recover but don't need intensive care, maybe in these kind of unusual sites that you wouldn't normally see hospital patients kept at. And so I think that that's it's going to be hard to see. It's basically a sign that we're in a major, kind of a major once in a lifetime event.
Do we know yet when the peak time, or do we have a sense for when the peak time is going to come? Because obviously, if we're close to capacity now and it's a week out, maybe we're not doing so bad. But if we're close to capacity now and it's 3 weeks out, that's a whole different situation.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of different estimates about when the peak might happen, but the reality is, in epidemiology, we always say that the peak's not here until you're in it. And so, or you know about it once it's passed. And so we won't really know until we start to see the downturn happen, what that's going to entail and when the peak is going to come. We know that, the forecasting, everybody's trying so hard to do the social distancing, and even doing like a 50% reduction in your distancing means that we're pushing that peak farther and farther down the road, which is good because it gives our hospitals more time to prepare and to handle the load as they get it. So we don't have a good idea of when the peak is. What we do, have an idea for the next week, what we can watch for is that we should start to get the earliest signs about whether we're doing that thing that's called flattening the curve. It takes about 2 weeks to figure out if it's actually flattening. And so we should hopefully start to see some promising signs that we'll still have the trajectory going up, but it'll go up slower over the next week, I'm hoping. If we've done a good job of doing the social distancing and starting to slow the pace of the epidemic down.
So you're saying we're real close to being able to know how much our social distancing is working.
Yeah, so we'll just start to be able to see that hopefully this week.
Okay, Dr. Martin, thank you as always for taking the time to talk to us.
Great, thank you.